listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, with your host, David Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Friends with Dave and Friends. Once again, here we are every single Sunday on LATalkRadio.com, the best internet talk station in the world, ladies and gentlemen.
Got you on my mind.
This is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. LATalkRadio.com. This is the show where we help you guys out. This is what we like to do, you know? As you all know, on the show we come from the teen perspective. We are indeed all teenagers. We're all teenagers, guys.
Little teenagers.
Pretty cool. With a big mind.
Little kids with big brains.
Woohoo! Oh, baby geniuses. Very cool. Only teenage form.
You've seen that. I love that movie. It's so funny.
Good times. So Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, I am your host, David Cohen, and our in-studio guests today are the infamous Kevin.
That's my intro.
We got Xander. And we got Tessa.
Hey guys. Hi. This
This is wonderful.
Not as cool.
no comparison.
On Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, we help you guys out, as we were saying before. You know, there's a lot of changes coming up today. I don't know. You know, with summer coming to a conclusion, some people are, you know, entering college. Some people are entering high school. Some people are entering elementary school, if you can... If you can speak and understand words.
And put blocks together.
And put blocks together.
Arts and crafts.
No, but basically, you know, things are changing.
Got me in that class.
Basically, in order to be successful in life, we have to accept the fact that everything around us changes all the time. Once you have reached the point where you can accept this, it is time to adapt to the world around you. You only have control over your mind. And for some of us, that's debatable. Ladies and gentlemen, that is why we are here. To talk to you about change on today's show. It is a beautiful Sunday. It's a Sunday of change and
opportunity.
Opportunity and expectation.
Just great expectations.
Wonderful expectations. So, what is change? That is the question.
Well, I believe those are the little metal things in your wallet that jingle from time to time.
Oh, yeah?
Usually you want to get rid of them.
Oh, yeah?
Or make exact of them.
Ooh. Oh, yeah?
That works a lot.
You guys are just so funny.
But in a more related topic, change could be anything to environment, from lifestyle to job, from different schools.
You got off topic. We're talking about change.
True, Dad. What is change? Change is a break in the normal routine, a threat to our security, an alteration in our current lifestyle. The unknown, the ambiguous, and the uncertainty one must face after loss. The challenging of old beliefs, attitudes, and values after a loss occurs. The modification of current patterns of social interaction and conduct and adjusting to an altered life after a loss occurs. Right? Now, when we say loss, we're not just talking about, you know, a loss in the family, like a loss of a human being. This can be loss of anything. You know, this could be loss of anything that you have an emotional attachment to, even things you don't have an emotional attachment to that can, with their absence, subconsciously change things.
Even not subconsciously. I lost my wallet. I don't have a credit card. I got
Well, that's a big thing. You definitely have an emotional attachment to your wallet. You know, you have that's where you store your money, your driver's license, your credit cards. You need that.
What about a gain? What if you gain something? There's a change in gain as well. Gain money in your wallet? You are allowed to gain, and then you can go out shopping. I mean, for some people, I just keep it in the wallet.
Yeah, dude, sometimes I just, sit around my my fireplace and just take $100 bills and just watch them burn.
Dude, makes the best fuel. They burn forever.
That ink, dude, it goes right up in flames.
So that's illegal. It is. You can't obstruct money. Currency. So this is what we just read to you, what change is. And indeed, Xander, I like that. Can you gain and can you change? Of course you can gain and change. I actually am at a stage of my life where I'm gaining and changing.
What would be this changing?
I'm not going to tell you.
We're curious.
I'll tell you. I'll tell you, world. basically, I am going into college tomorrow.
That is exciting.
Tomorrow is my first day of college, and indeed today is the last day of summer. I'm very excited. I am indeed changing. There are changes within my brain. I've thought about it a lot. I've pondered it. I've meditated on it. It's a trip, because you live your entire life, this short 18 years of this human experience that you have, and then one day you're just in college.
It's also weird, because it's your entire life, it's okay, I went to this elementary school, so I'm assigned to this middle school.
Right?
I went to this middle school, so I'm assigned to this high school.
Right?
Went to this high school, so I get to choose which college.
Yeah,
right?
Whoa!
And here's another thing, with change, tying in with that, is you're with the same people from, some people even elementary school. Middle school. Some people,
Preschool, mommy and me.
Yeah, dude, totally. And some people even met in high school, but you know what? That is a very long 4 years of your life.
Oh, yes.
I would say probably the longest 4 years of your life.
I don't know. We haven't gone through college.
Yeah,
we don't know.
Of our lives.
So
of
far.
Our lives. Okay. Yes.
Of 18 years of life.
That is the longest.
I'm gonna agree with you. 17 for me.
16 for Tessa.
Going into high school.
Oh.
Tessa's I'm gonna be a senior.
Yeah, this is my last year.
I want to talk about personal experiences. What is change for you guys? I want to start with Tessa. Tessa, what in your life is changing? What in your life is altering? And how do you feel about that? How does that make you feel?
Ladies first.
Hey. Oh, they said
it's
baby.
Common courtesy.
I thought you said baby.
No, ladies.
Oh, ladies.
Okay, Tessa, go.
Well, as you said, I am going to be a senior.
Right.
But the downside of that is that all my friends were seniors last year.
Truth.
So.
Oh, hey, what's up, Tessa?
What's going on?
So this year is going to be very different and filled with change because no one's going to be there.
Right. Totally.
And it's going
to
be awesome.
That's sarcasm.
Yes, that is sarcasm.
Right. So are you excited? Are you not excited? Are you... Well, how are you feeling about this change? Are there worries in your brain?
Are there fears? Worries? No, there's
skepticism.
No worries.
How about excitement?
Anti-disestablishmentarianism?
Excitement? Joy?
No.
Overwhelm?
No. Joy.
You're not excited to be a senior?
No.
It's a fun time.
I remember when Kevin Xander, Xander went to a different school, but still, I remember talking about it, and I remember when we graduated junior year, we're like, dude, we're seniors, bro.
Upperclassmen. Yeah, we are top notch. We are top dogs.
Only to be
control.
Demoted to freshman next year.
It happens every 4 years or something.
They get our hopes up and then they just knock us down.
Yeah, eighth grade, you're top dog, and you're sixth grade, newbie, freshman.
I'm gonna get beat up next year.
Yeah. Freshman, you come in, trash can.
Oh, hey, locker.
So Tessa, explain why. Why aren't you stoked?
Why am I not
a senior,
stoked?
Yeah.
For reasons that I really took hard classes this year and I'm really regretting it, but it's gonna be the exact same as junior year, but without the people.
I was in the same boat. It's no worries. I took hard classes, I took 3 or 4 AP classes, I had all 7 periods booked up. I was just on the move 24/7, books, everything. I was stacked, but you know what?
I took 4 out of 5 band classes.
Man, you are an overworked.
Are you okay?
Yeah, it was stressful, but I'm good.
As he's wearing a shirt with trombones on it and
instruments of brass destruction. Yeah.
His shirt says instruments of brass destruction. Like,
wow. Like there is nothing wrong with
brass.
That.
Wow.
Funny pun.
Yeah. I don't know.
Band camp.
Well, David's only wearing half a shirt, but moving on.
I love the shirt.
Gotta love the chest hair.
Not my fault. Yeah, that's a change.
That's a change. It's been really different with David and his chest hair. I mean, just rubbing, it's like it itches against mine when you do stuff.
You gotta adapt. You gotta adapt.
Xander, come on, man. This is
only joking.
We're humans. We evolve. We adapt.
We do. Okay, Xander.
Oh, I will.
Let us ask you.
Going down the line.
Going down the line.
Or around the circle.
Or we could go up the.
Ladder.
No, wait, what's it? Or we can go up the curve. Down the line or up the curve?
Around the bend.
Never heard.
Around the bend. Okay, moving on. Moving on, please. We have to stop at the with this. Go.
We're bad without Michelle. Dr. Michelle here.
Dr. Michelle.
Running off on
Dr. Chances. Michelle, you know what? We're going to give a shout out to you right now.
Love you.
From Teen Trends. We love you very much.
Straight love from us.
You know
us.
That we love you guys. And this is a shout out to anybody else that's listening. Oh, the world. This is a shout out to anybody else that's listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. If you guys want to call in live on the air, you may do so. 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. You can talk about change.
Okay, talking about change.
You can also email me, teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Once again, it's teentrends.
You're right over there?
Yeah, we have lost.
teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Okay, let's get back on topic, Xander.
We've lost all order without
Xander. Okay. What's changing in your life? How do you feel about it? How's it affecting you? Are you worried? Are you happy?
I'm going to also go on the idea of college. Oh, there's three people in this room that are going off to college, and maybe listeners might not be also going off to college, but
I do know for a fact that some listeners are going off to college.
For sure.
A good range of our audience on Teen Trends
really?
Is between the ages. Yeah.
Yeah.
Between the ages of 14 and 23.
I was kidding, just because a lot of people go to college. A lot of people listen to the show.
Well, yeah.
We also have a lot of adults listening in. We have, you know, parents and stuff. We actually have a caller on Teen Trends. Let's check this one out.
Cut off.
How's it going? You are live on the air, Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. Who are we speaking to?
Hey, Dave. It's Corinne.
Hey, Corinne. How's it going?
Good. I love your show today.
Thanks really so good. Much. How are you doing, Corinne?
I'm not doing too well.
You're not doing too well.
That's no
Poor
good.
Claw.
So you call us for help. This is why we're here. We love this. You know what? We turn the frown upside down on Teen Trends. If you're not feeling well, call us and we'll make you feel great. What's going on, babe? Talk to us.
I might start crying. I don't know. I'm having a hard time dealing with some changes.
Okay. Well, if you don't mind asking, or if you don't mind telling us, what is the change or changes in your life?
Okay. I graduated from high school and I'm starting.
Corinne. How old are you?
I'm 18.
Okay, very cool.
I'm starting college. I'm going to UCLA.
Okay. Good school. I said good school.
Fantastic. Okay.
The problem is that my boyfriend is going away to UC San Diego, and he's leaving tonight. So we kind of got into this big argument last night because he told me he wants to keep it open to date other girls.
Oh.
But I don't want him to, and I don't want to go out with other guys. We've been talking about this for, like, weeks, and I'll see him on certain weekdays and holidays because it's only, like, you know, 2 to 3 hour drive for me.
Right.
Question.
I don't.
How long have you guys been?
I don't know how to handle this. We got into a big argument, and I just don't know what to say. I'm going to see him tonight, and I just.
No.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna cry, maybe.
Oh, sweetie,
don't cry.
Don't cry.
You know what? Actually, tears are good. For every tear you shed, is another year you live.
Okay. Just made that up. It's good. You're live another day.
I believe Xander had a question for you, Corinne.
How long have you guys been dating?
Off and on, I would say for like 2 years.
Off and on. So like, there has been open dating.
For like the last year.
Okay. Have you guys broken up within the last year?
No, not really.
Okay. Yeah. So you both are 18. I take this. You both are 18 years old?
Yeah.
And you're going to UCLA and he's going to San Diego, did you say?
Uh-huh.
Right. Corinne, here's the thing. This would be my advice. You know, I actually, believe it or not, a few friends of mine, close friends of mine, are dealing with the exact same issue. And they, believe it or not, did indeed come to me, and they were like, "Dog, I don't know how to come about this, you know." And this is what I said to them, and I, you know, they tried it out and it worked, and maybe it'll work for you, and then we'll get everybody else's opinion. Personally, I would say that you have to look at every single situation in life, right? Okay, let me start this out. Everything changes, right? Everything is constantly changing, right? Just some changes are more subtle than others. This is a large change, probably one of the largest changes in your life at this moment, correct?
It is.
Right.
It is.
But it's all in the way that you view change. You can view change in, you know, a negative way, or you can view change in a positive way, or you can view change in a negative and a positive way, right? But one thing that you have to do, and you have to allow yourself to do this, or else you're just going to make things way more difficult. You have to allow yourself to realize that this change is an opportunity. Change, all changes is an opportunity. Change literally is nothing else but an opportunity for something new. And then if you realize that it's an opportunity, you can see that you control in which way this opportunity sways. You control what you want to do with this change. And this change, honestly, this is what I do when change comes into my life. I view it as an opportunity, and the only way that I allow it to manifest is in a positive way. I only allow it to elevate. When anything changes in my life, I look at it and I go, okay, this is change, but change parallels elevation. Change parallels growth. Change parallels new experiences, new wonderful experiences that we can learn from, right?
Yeah.
Right. But at the same time, you know, I completely 100% do understand, you know, like you've been with your boyfriend for quite some time, and, you know, you've grown through each other, you know?
Yeah.
You are truly a part of each other.
What should I say to him tonight? How do I make it all better? I don't know what to say.
Well, first I would start with addressing the issue that is currently at hand, as in getting over the argument that was brought up last night. I mean, you don't want to, even if you guys don't end up staying together, you don't want to leave, have him go to San Diego and you stay here at UCLA, or go to UCLA and be in an argument and not be friends. I mean, you still want him in your life, obviously, if you're like trying to make this relationship work and stuff. So first off, I'd take care of that and get that out of the way, and then worry about staying together.
Okay.
Right. Tessa?
I just can't see him with other girls, though. I'm like,
No, really. I completely 100% know what you're saying. I've had a girl that's been very special to me, and I can't, you know, see her with, you know, other guys. It's difficult. But at the same time, you know, you have to realize, you have to understand, you have to see that, you know, this is all just, you know, it's like a flower blooming.
It's a flower blooming, bro.
Cheesy, dude. Get cheesy.
No, it's all about, you know, new experiences. And the way that I went about that is, you know, just, okay, you know, you're one of my best friends, and, you know, like, we had our experiences, and, you know, you never know what's going to happen, but, you know, you're going here, I'm going here. Like, you know, we will always stay friends, but, you know, we must have new experiences. We must grow. You know, we can't stay stuck in what we want for us right now. We can't stay stuck in, you know, we think that this is, you know, we want to act on our emotions. You know, don't do that.
Like, you know, think of the future. Move forward.
Think of the future. Like, honestly, I'm... like, I've reached a point in my life where, like, I'm so open for, like, new opportunities, you know, for you know, new, wonderful, beautiful women to, you know, come into my life and to get to know them. Not like in the way of, like, oh, like, oh, like you're hot. Not like
we
that
got
at
it,
all.
We got it.
You know, I'm talking like something real. You know, I'm talking, yeah. you know, a new human being that can feed off me and I can feed off them and we can flow together. And, you know, just I'm searching for that, you know, yeah, and I think that it'd be healthy in your situation to do the same.
Yeah. And Kareen, what I wanted to tell you is that when you found this person and he told you this and you got really upset about it, then did you ever wonder that, like, oh, he's telling me this. Maybe he's not right for me if we're not on the same page. Maybe it's better if I find someone that's, like, on the same page with me.
Same thing here.
Yeah.
I thought about that. Yeah.
Maybe just not having the same opinion about this is just enough reason to let go and move
on. Yeah.
And you're young. You're 18, going off to college. I mean, that's a whole window of opportunity right there. You're going to be meeting tons of new people and going to parties and doing all that stuff. I mean, get out there and have fun.
Just going to parties and doing all that stuff.
Oh, college party.
No, you should be studying and stay in your room. Make
lock
sure
the door.
Lock hard.
No laughter.
No laugh. No smiling.
Corinne, if you smile, the Teen Trends posse will hunt you down.
And campus police.
We will tell the campus police that you're smiling in your dorm.
Okay.
No music either.
No music, no happiness,
no sound,
no laughter. We'll be listening. Well,
Corinne, stop laughing. No, I'm just playing. We love you, Corinne. Xander, did you want to say something to help out Corinne?
Blankness right now.
Blankness right now. That is not helpful. Hey, Corinne. That's probably the best advice you got all day.
Now
we love you too, Corinne.
We hope we helped.
Yeah. Once again, if you need anything else, you know what? Have your boyfriend listen to the show. Have your boyfriend, you know, call in on another show. We'll talk to him. We'll get both sides of the spectrum if you want. You know?
Okay.
All right, Ben.
All right. I'm gonna text him right now.
Okay. Cool. Did we help you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I may be calling you for more help next week.
Of course you can call us for more help. It is our pleasure. You can also email me at teentrendswithdave@gmail.com.
Okay.
And
I got it.
I'll get back to you. All righty, Corinne. You have
Thank
a wonderful
you.
Day.
Thank you, guys.
Of course.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I'll let you know how it goes.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Sounds good. Bye, Corinne.
Bye.
That was sweet. that was so sweet. No, yeah. You know, it's a difficult thing. To depart from people that you've like really, really grown with.
Yeah, it's all about adapting and the human experience to evolving and changing and
changing. Xander, we were gonna talk about changes in your life and then you got cut off.
I
want to hear about
changes.
But
I can sing the rest.
Change. No,
okay, this is a talk show, not music.
Go.
So I was gonna go on the college idea yet again. But not on the same ideas of everybody else, like environmental change or splitting up with a boyfriend or girlfriend, missing friends, because I never feel like they'll actually be leaving me completely. You stay in touch.
Of course.
I mean, it's all up to you and them whether they leave you and leave your life.
I couldn't agree more.
I will not allow such things to occur unless you. But my idea is this new thing called being a man.
Oh, buddy.
I haven't heard of this. Can you please elaborate on this plan?
This would just be us. Sorry, Tessa. This, other problems in your life you can relate to, like when you're a child, you go through things, somebody stole your candy bar later on in life. Your wallet gets stolen. It's like the same idea. You have never gone through something where you like evolve almost.
Right.
You're like, I'm a child currently. Like if you were to think black and white, child, and then I go off to college and I am a man now.
Right.
I have to shop for myself. I have to do everything on my own. This is big for me.
Shopping.
Shop till you drop.
I'll be admit. I'll tell the truth and admit that I'm a mama's boy.
Aw, yeah.
I love my mama, and I tend to do things with my mama, whether it's... David gave me this look. Whether it's going out and shopping for clothes, or like, I never really do it on my own, maybe because I'm lazy.
That's life experience. You go shopping with your mom, you like help her, like, oh, can you go get milk or something, but you still see, like, okay, like, she has a shopping list, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
make a shopping
list. You know what that reminds me of, Xander? That one time when Mandy, who is, for the listeners, Xander's older sister, gave us her car and was like, go down to the grocery store. We went shopping for mom.
Oh, we did.
We totally, alone, went shopping for mom, 2 16-year-old kids.
Oh, but it was a little adventure,
that was a
I
little
remember.
Adventurous. That was pretty
We put
intense.
A little twist on shopping.
Yeah.
Which I may have to do every time.
Yeah, okay. But let's move on.
Moving on. Yeah. It's this new thing of being a man, which just... I don't know if, like...
This newfound glory. Yeah. It's responsibility.
I don't know if, like, I'm nervous, I'm excited, right. I'm scared, I'm ready. I don't know any of this. Because, right. honestly, it's like being thrown into...
A blender.
Deep water. Blender, no! Deep water and being told to swim.
Right.
And, I mean... It's so interesting to me. It brings me the chills and giggles at the same time. I don't know how to deal with it.
Chilly giggles.
Are you
the
excited?
Chilly giggles.
Are you
I don't know.
For the change?
I don't know. I have no idea. And it's just a change after undergo.
You just gotta wait and see.
How are you feeling though? Like, how are you like approaching it? What's your mindset?
I believe.
Really quick, I just want to interject. I apologize. I'm asking, you know, the Teen Trends guests, and I'm saying myself, why. Like, how are they going about this to help the listeners, you know, give them different perspectives, give them different ideas from real situations of how to go about this, of how to, you know, just like see how these things work out, you know?
Yeah, yes,
right.
Yes.
So that's why, you know, I'm asking.
And I'll be honest again, the way I'm dealing with this is a simple subconscious block of the mind.
Okay.
I
explain. I'm interested.
I am not mentally preparing myself at all for this, actually. I've signed up for all my classes. I've done everything that's needed. And the last thing I need to do is make the step forward to go up there, which is next week. And I am just kind of like in denial and going up. But I always do this with my decisions. You might be like me. I blockade myself and I just ignore it until the last second, and when I get there, I almost improv the situation.
I'm on that.
I run off impulse too.
Yeah.
Where I just improv, and you know what?
Yeah.
Usually it's positive. Cause
it'll work out.
It's, yet again, I told you, it gives me the chills and giggles, so I like it. And when I reach that destination, and I improv the situation, and I deal with the change, I meet my roommate, I do all that, I'm going to enjoy it. And I'm definitely going to experience that change. I may not be able to explain my change undergoing right now because I'm mentally blockading myself.
Right.
So this is an experience for me. I don't know how to relate it to anything else except for older siblings like my sister, my brother, and their undergoings of
their
going
spirit,
to college.
Right.
My parents, who are, of course, bringing me up to college. Because that's just how it goes. And I'm not going with any friends. I'm not doing anything. I am going up alone, and I'm being thrown into the cold, deep water. And it is exciting, I must say. It's exciting.
It'll be fun. I was thrown into a similar situation going to Israel-Poland trip. Didn't know a single person out of 192 people going, and had a great time.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Xander. Kevin, changes.
Changes.
I know that there's been some changes in your life. I heard that you moved out.
I have indeed moved out. Changing environments, not just like going through the streets and oh, there's an office building and there's this and like actual changing living environments where I'm staying. Different house, different people, different neighborhood. It's a big change.
Right.
Getting used to it. Adapting.
Totally. How's that working out?
It's going well.
Going well.
Little intimidated by the future, but we'll see what happens.
Very cool. Just to let anybody know, if they want to call in live on the air, they can do so 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. Talk about change. Talk about something that's on your mind. You want to get off your chest. Oh, speak about getting off your chest. We have this new feature on Teen Trends we've been doing for about the last month now, where at the end of the show, I'm going to tell you now to start emailing me, teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Once again, that's teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Start emailing me now.
Anonymously.
Emails. excuse me. We are allowing you this opportunity to get something on your chest, something that's on your mind, something that's been kind of messing with your head, and, you know, something you just want to say. You want to get it out of your consciousness. You want to just throw it on the table, get it out. You can do that here live, Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. We will answer the emails later in the show, and it feels really good. You get off your chest. Nobody knows it's you. It's a wonderful
thing. Speak it to the world.
We actually have a caller on Teen Trends. Let's check this out. How's it going? You are on the air live, Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, you're speaking to Margaret.
Hey, Margaret, how's it going?
It's going good.
Wonderful.
I'm going to some change.
Very cool. How are you? What change is this? How are you feeling about this change? Do you like the change? Do you not like the change? Is the change going to change?
I think I'm trying to like the change, but I think it's a big change.
Okay.
Can we inquire what the change is?
Yeah, elaboration.
Let me elaborate. My mom and my stepdad got a divorce a while ago, and they got back together, and I'm moving back in.
That's definitely a big change.
May I ask how old you are?
I'm 15.
Okay.
15 years old. Okay.
I'm 15, and I'm just trying to figure out. My sister and I are getting a lot closer now, and I'm just trying to figure out how I'm going to go about this. So,
how old is your sister?
She's my age, 15.
When you used to live with your stepfather and your mother, did you enjoy it? Was it unhappy, or was it a happy experience?
It was unhappy, actually. We moved out.
I'm sorry, Margaret.
Didn't grow up.
How did this affect you? What changed in your life? Like, how did your thoughts change? How did that affect your life, type thing?
Well, I think it really, like, gave me a new perspective. I've known my stepsister since we were three. And now I have a lot more trust in her, and we're getting a lot closer. And I think it's really given me a new friend at school and a new perspective on life and how people can get past things. So.
Right. Kevin, do you want to say something?
Go for it, after
no,
you.
No, for sure. Margaret, I was going to say, I don't know if you heard the call earlier from Corinne.
I did.
You hear that call? I would say probably the same thing to you when it comes to, you know, the situation. Allow certain changes in your life. You know, it is all in the perspective that you view them. Like we say on Teen Trends, everything has an equal and opposite action and reaction. Some people debate that. That is okay. We are not here to say we're right and you're wrong, or you're wrong, or we're wrong and you're right. We're just here to give you certain ideas, certain perspectives, and if they work for you, wonderful. If they don't, you will find something that works as well for you as it does for us. So here's the thing, though. You know, if everything has an equal and opposite action and reaction, then therefore, when change comes in, you have the option of either viewing it through, you know, a positive perspective or an equally as potent negative perspective. The thing about that, though, is, you know, like I said before to Corinne, it's all about opportunity. When a change comes in my life, I view it as elevation. I already have a preconceived notion, I already have a preconceived idea, a preconceived understanding that whatever changes are occurring in my life, they are changing for the better, and they're there only to elevate me and my surroundings and the people around me, right? So any change that comes in, even if it may appear to be so dark, like so negative, I know that on the other side of that spectrum, underneath the iceberg, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing full of wonderful opportunity.
Now, that being said, you have to keep in mind that this isn't something that is going to just, you look at it positively and life will play itself out. This is something that you're going to have to live with. This is like a boss that you don't agree with, that you don't get along with.
Right. And you can't quit the job.
And yeah. does your mom know that you're uncomfortable with this situation and how you feel?
Well, we've talked about it, but I think that she's ready to move back in, and I think that it's just time we get back into the house. I mean, I've lived there since I was three.
Right.
And I think she knows that it's going to be different for me, and I think she knows it's going to be kind of, like, hard, and it's going to change a lot of things in my life, but
right.
We haven't really had a huge conversation about it.
Right.
Okay, well, I think it would be a good idea to sit down with your mom and have a heart-to-heart conversation and tell her how you feel and, if possible, set boundaries. Not like, he's not allowed in my room, but set limits. I mean, at some point, like, talk to your mom about it and, like, make up, like a few guidelines and stuff, but then sit down with your stepfather and your mom and have a discussion. Say, like, look, I am uncomfortable. I mean, you need to tell them. You need to tell them that you're uncomfortable with this situation, and hopefully they will work with you to make it as comfortable as they possibly can.
Okay.
Right. You know, something else about change for today's show topic, we do indeed do research. You know, we ask people questions. We dig a little hole. We actually dig a pretty deep hole for every week. Like, we dig a hole of just information.
Information wells.
Information holes. Okay, so here are some ideas on how to deal with change. There's a matter of acceptance that something unplanned has happened. Of which couldn't be avoided, and since you can't change what has happened, you deal with it and move on, knowing that it is not the ending of your world, but a small setback that jumped into your plans. You view the setback somewhat like a game. Your first challenge is to stay calm and accept the sudden change. The next challenge is to maintain composure and relaxing, breathing, and determine your next game move. Next challenge, smile. And you will feel the smile inside also. Known, this is all a part of you being alive and living your life. Big thing, which actually I believe makes you live longer. Allows you the opportunity to live a longer experience, living in the moment. How to live in the moment? Check this out. This could totally apply to you. Being negative damages your health, your relationships, and even extends into your success in life. We were not born to react negatively to things that alter our life. We made a choice to react this way. Once again, choice. You may have even been doing this so long that you automatically choose the negative reaction. It is your challenge, then, to practice replacing a negative thought quickly with a positive aspect as soon as you realize your thought process. Accepting change takes time to automatically react with the positive thought, but we all have the ability to do so. For reinforcement, observe other people around you and watch how they respond to their challenges of life and how they handle it. Then ask yourself how they could have handled it better. Now this is off the paper. This is Dave talking. I guess what I would say in something like that is allow yourself, you know, to take a step out of your situation. Allow yourself to be the observer, you know. And when you're in the shoes of the observer, when you're looking through the eyes of the observer, it allows you, you know, to have an unbiased perspective. Yes, it is so difficult. But if you can do it, it will help. I've done it. I do it sometimes in my life. It really, really, really helps more than you could possibly imagine.
Yeah. And another thing is don't forget to look at how much you have and be grateful for what you have. I mean, like you said that you're close with your sister now and you're close with your mother, then like try and look at those aspects as opposed to just seeing the downside of your stepfather.
Right, totally. Margaret?
Well, hey.
Oh. I was like, is Margaret there with us?
Yeah.
Margaret, did we help you out?
You did, definitely.
Wonderful.
That's what we like to hear.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Anytime. We always generate an unconditional love on Teen Trends, and we're sending it to you. Wait, brain send.
I can feel the love.
Dang.
Fantastic.
All right.
Worked.
You have a wonderful day, Margaret.
You too.
Thanks for calling on Teen Trends.
No problem.
All right, babe. Bye-bye.
Babe.
I didn't think that sending heart thing would work.
We got powers, guys. We should take this to the government.
Guys, we got powers. Okay, I want to go on with this. Actually, this is actually really interesting. Accepting change is a challenge within itself. when you apply positive thinking, an occurrence happens, such as you accidentally dropped, for example, a $100 bill from your wallet without realizing it. Your thoughts go directly to, well, I guess I can't do what I was going to do with the money, but there will be more money, and I hope that whoever found it needed it, and I've helped someone else maybe who was going through a hard time. Right?
Positive thinking.
That's just like an example, you know?
There you go.
I just donated to someone who's going to find that $100 bill.
Who's willing to look on the floor. There was a study that people actually don't look on the floor for anything. Yeah. They do not care, except for children. So you just gave a child a $100 bill.
Dude, that child's going to get mad rich.
6 years or younger. Dude,
imagine, oh my gosh. Dude.
That's like finding like a buried treasure.
Right? Yeah, like imagine,
$100 to a six-year-old? Oh
dude,
my
if I was 6 years old and I stumbled upon a $100 bill, I'd be like, boom.
So many gumballs.
Oh my
God. So many gumballs.
So many sodas.
So much candy.
Right.
I'm going to the candy store.
You got that deep voice when you're 6 years old?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, guys, we're actually going to shift in to the new
anonymous
email.
It's mail time.
I don't know if we can do that on Teen Trends without
I think we just did.
No, like, I don't know if we can do that without, like, a copyright.
Copyright infraction just there. Sorry, guys.
No, but we were out of tune, so it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, it works.
All right, we're going to go. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends at gmail.com. We're hitting to the emails right now. Anonymous emails. Dear Dave and Friends, I'm 11 years old, and my dad is a cigarette smoker, and I fear for his safety. I want him to quit. Because I want him to be around for a while. I leave notes in his books, his jacket pockets, reminding him not to smoke today, and that is not too late to stop. What should I do? My dad's a smoker.
All right, I'll take a stab at this one because I was.
Both Kevin and David took a stab at me.
Okay, go on.
All right, so. My mother is a smoker,
right.
And at my age, I also was going through that same ideal. I have two brothers. My younger brother and I went through the idea of breaking my mother's cigarettes.
Did she get mad?
She got, let's say,
furious.
Just mad.
She threw the house.
She was not happy with us, and it is not the correct step towards that ending solution that you want. A negative does not end in a positive. Now, while my...
It can, but go on.
It can, but not in this situation. So while my brother and I were going through this plan and scheming, my older brother, without us knowing, had walked up to our mother. He is 13, I was 11, same age as you. He simply walked up to our mother and had a heart-to-heart talk and asked... He wanted information from her because he didn't know much about cigarettes and how they affect people and how they make her feel and everything about that. And he actually learned how that helps her or how it does whatever. And after they had this talk, my brother still said, I'm your son. I still don't want you to smoke cigarettes. They're bad for you. You know it's bad for you. You
right.
just taught this to me. And they hurt your lungs. You can shorten your life. It's just a negative in the grand scheme. So please think ahead of time. When I'm 35 years old, you want to see me. Like, you want me to be there in your life because you'll still be alive.
Right.
I want you to be there. And right. my other friend, I'll keep him anonymous, his father passed away from smoking and all that, and he had not taken steps to stop him. And it's a sad, tragic story, but my mother quits and comes back on. We simply talk to her. We don't do anything else. We just ask her, please, mother, quit smoking. We beg of you. We love you so much.
And that's really all you can do. I mean,
right.
you can. I mean, just the fact that you've been putting notes in his pockets and his
fantastic.
Books. And it shows, like, okay, my little boy, like, you are his life. Like,
yeah.
My little boy is, like, going through all this to, like, save my life because he wants his daddy to be around.
Right.
So that already shows that you want him around and want him to quit smoking. If you sit him down and talk to him, even if you're an 11-year-old.
Yeah, like...
If
anything, I'd say an 11-year-old would penetrate a little bit more than, you know, like...
Oh, it's a big hit. It's a big hit.
Yeah, because like... You sit him down and go, like, look, daddy, I want you in my life. I want you at my 30th birthday. I want you to be around for the baseball games and stuff. And that'll be like, okay.
You know, that'll shed some tears.
Yeah, that'll get him all mushy and gushy. And then you go in for the kill.
killing.
Just squish his cigarette.
Going in for the kill.
You guys are horrible. I hope you
I'm going to break your Marlboro.
What?
Like Marlboro? But I was just like,
but he's
like 11.
So, so he's saying Marlboro.
I
hope we answered your question. I hope I helped. Just talk to him. Make sure you learn. This isn't a one-way idea.
Not.
Yeah. He doesn't. You're not preaching to him.
Right.
You'll learn both ways.
And you know, I can speak from experience on this. When I smoked, my parents, you know, said to me, they were like, you know, Dave. Okay, cool. My voice cracks.
Yeah, but it was on the air.
The world heard it.
My parents say to me, they said to me, they were like, you know, Dave, you gotta quit. You gotta quit. And I would just be like, yeah, you know, okay. And then they sat me down, and then they, you know, my grandpa died from smoking. There's been a lot of people in my family with cancer, and you know, I can't mess around with that. I just can't do that. And my parents, you know, they love and care for me. I'm their world as they are mine. And you know, they sit me down. They, you know, had these talks with me and stuff. And I you know, it really hits home, you know. But then you have to make a conscious decision, and 11-year-old boy who emailed us, you know, your dad is going to have a conscious decision. Have him listen to the show. Have him listen to what we're saying right now. Your dad's going to have a conscious decision of whether, you know, he listens to you, you know, or he allows the cigarettes to overtake your wishes. And, you know, usually parents listen, but then again, cigarettes are indeed very addictive.
Quick side note, tell your mom and get her in on this. Xander, go.
Quick P.S., a little tidbit. Try to strike a deal. David is being told that if his mother wears a necklace, that he might quit.
Xander, go on.
It's all sorts of deals. You can do deals like this.
Right.
Where you can make a deal with your father. Just a quick tidbit right there.
Right. Indeed. We're going to move on to the next anonymous email. It goes, Dear Teen Trends and Crew.
That's us.
That's
like us twice.
That's wrong. We can't accept this one.
It goes,
no, we accept everybody.
So wait, Dear Teen Trends and Crew. Wait, no.
I think he's talking to us. Just read the email.
Just read the email, please.
It goes, since you're talking about change... I'm 16 years old, and my mother is engaged to another man after seeing him for about 5 months. He's a nice guy, but he's trying too hard to fit the quote-unquote daddy role. My mom insists that everything will be fine, but I'm having trouble accepting him into my life. How can I make this easy?
That's sort of like...
Wait for the name. He's not my daddy.
I like that one.
I like that.
Very creative.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Well, I mean, it kind of goes along the lines of Margaret, where it's something you have to talk to the mother about and let them know that you're uncomfortable with the situation and see what they can do to help you out and kind of meet halfway.
Yeah, but to make the whole thing easier, you can't really just make things easier. You gotta take a step forward and confront the problem. It won't be easy,
it's
but
gonna
it will
be
make things
difficult
nicer.
Before it gets better.
Yeah,
right.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know, and you do gotta, you know, set some boundaries. You know, you gotta be like, listen, like I accept you into my life, like you're a cool dude, but you are not my dad.
No, like, that's like, mean.
No, but
well, it's true.
It's
that's the big problem with like parents getting divorced and another father or mother role coming into the life is the younger kids are all, he's not my dad,
you know,
I'm having
some
trouble.
I'm sorry, Xander, you really want to say, I'm just throwing this out here. Some kids accept, you know, the new dad as the father figure. Some kids do. Some kids need that. Some kids don't have a problem with it. You know, other kids have an attachment with their actual father. Just because the mother and father have problems doesn't mean that the child and father have problems, you know?
Yeah, and my parents split up, and I have a stepmother myself, and I actually said that you're not my real mother, and that struck home. That was mean.
How did
that
she,
was horrible.
How did she react?
I don't want to tell you how she reacted. She was sad. No,
well, I'm not
mad.
Saying straight up tell it to the face. You ain't my daddy. I'm just saying you have to set some boundaries. Be like, look, you obviously keep in touch with your real father. You love your father. That is your actual father. But you can't just shut this new man out of your life. I mean, he's making your mom happy. He's providing for the family. He's trying to help you as best as he can to provide you with whatever your heart desires. I mean, don't just completely shut him out and be rude and mean to him, but he's not your father, and he won't replace your father, but he's going to help. I don't really know.
Well,
Kevin
has, like, as his arms,
I just can't think of the word.
Well, the idea is, one thing that you said, which I find a
making
little
mom
weird,
happy?
No, is the, you guys are laughing.
Go.
I know. Is the fact that his dad is still, like, I don't know if his dad's still there, still alive. Right. I don't know. It's
well, in
an
a
assumption.
General sense, I mean, most, if he is there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Right. So that's just all I was wondering about. And right. I don't know. My mother was still there for me. So.
Right. You guys, this has been a wonderful episode of Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. LATalkRadio.com, the best internet station in the world. I want to thank you, Kevin.
Of course.
I want to thank you, Xander.
Stay classy, San Diego.
And I want to thank you,
copyright
Tessa.
Copyright infringement again. Another copyright infringement.
I couldn't help it.
Okay. Thank you guys very much for tuning in. We are here every single Sunday from 1 to 2. You can also check us out on the Facebook. Also, if you guys want to get your music heard on the air, you can do that live. Send me some music, teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. We love you guys. Have a wonderful Sunday filled with love,
anonymous
light, acceptance, anonymous emails, and excitement. love. Bye-bye.